The first initiative that voters will see on the primary ballot next week asks them to decide the future of gambling in Alaska. The measure, as written, will only clean up some long-standing confusion in regulating the charitable gaming industry, but opponents point to other doors the bill would open. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The initiative creates a gaming commission to authorize, regulate, and enforce laws affecting what's now a $350 million charitable gaming industry. And sponsor Darwin Buer says that industry now gets oversight from three executive branch departments.
Everybody that's been in the business, you know, that knows what's going on here realizes that it's kind of a broken system. We need to eliminate illegal gaming activities. The enforcement is practically nil right now. There's inconsistent management policies and procedures. We just need to have everybody have equal treatment so we have a fair, you know, transparent gaming industry in Alaska.
Anchorage Democrat Harry Crawford, however, says he thinks the measure is deceptive.
What they're trying to do is sell this initiative as more regulation of the charitable gaming industry. And what it is a backdoor attempt to get to for-profit gambling.
Crawford calls it an end run around the legislature that's blocked any gambling for-profit expansion several times in recent years. He points to the five voting members of the commission. Three of them make up a quorum that can act without any input and without any veto oversight.
If you've got a quorum of three and two people decide that they want to do something, introduce a casino in Anchorage, they can do it. And, you know, that has all sorts of implications, and I believe that this is something that the legislature should have oversight over, and this governor should certainly have veto power over, and I can't believe that we should be faced with this.
Buer says he expects the commission to act within the public process, reflecting the public's will.
You know, there's not the commission. I just don't see it. They're not going to come in and just put up huge, big, flashy casinos anywhere because our polling has shown Alaskans don't want that. You know, so they're not going to do something stupid like that. Hopefully, the governor is going to appoint some level-headed, fair-minded people that are really, you know, just take a legitimate look at what's going on and clean up what's going. You know, just clean everything up and get our ducks in line, which they certainly are not right now.
If the initiative passes, it would go into effect early next year. Commission members would have to be confirmed by the legislature. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.